The latest on a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the funding for a new homeless shelter in Norman. And an audit of the city of Hera finds multiple financial and oversight issues. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, April 30th. I'm Nick Daniels. A lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the funding for a new homeless shelter in Norman has been dismissed. KGOU's Hannah France has details.
Earlier this month, 54% of Norman voters approved an $8 million general obligation bond for the purposes of constructing a permanent homeless shelter. Following the results of the election, a lawsuit was filed in Cleveland County challenging the constitutionality of the funding, arguing the homeless shelter does not qualify as a public utility and therefore is not eligible to be funded by the city under the Oklahoma Constitution. The lawsuit also took issue with the proposition not passing with a 60% supermajority of the vote. Judge Michael Tupper dismissed the case in a hearing Wednesday morning, allowing for the construction of the shelter to continue. City officials have said they expect the shelter to be built within 2 years. This comes amid confusion over enforcement of anti-encampment laws on state property near the location of the future shelter. I'm Hannah France.
A forensic audit of the city of Hera found multiple financial and oversight issues tied to the former city manager. State Auditor and Inspector Cindy Bird released the audit Wednesday after council members raised concerns about former city manager Clayton Lucas. The investigation found Lucas improperly waived permit fees, costing the city nearly $39,000, and carried out questionable land deals involving a private developer. The audit also identified unauthorized purchases, missing approvals, and delays in depositing city funds. The report also says Lucas spent hundreds of work hours on outside activities. Bird said several of the findings could have been prevented with stricter oversight by council members. A former Chickasha special education teacher has been arrested on 2 counts of child abuse following an investigation by the Grady County Sheriff's Office. KGOU's Tegan Smith reports.
Investigators say Amber Johnson was seen throwing a child to the ground and using her body to restrain them, and on a separate occasion, holding her hand over another student's mouth. Both alleged victims are students at Chickasha Public Schools. The Grady County Sheriff's Office was notified of the allegations in March. After interviewing multiple school employees, investigators identified 2 victims and requested an arrest warrant. Johnson was booked into the Grady County Jail on Tuesday. Chickasha Public Schools said in a statement the district is committed to student safety and is taking appropriate employment action. I'm Tegan Smith.
A Route 66 Centennial license plate could soon be available. A new law allows Service Oklahoma to create the new plate to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Mother Road, U.S. Highway 66. The agency is currently working on a final design and a link for pre-orders. At least 100 people must sign up and pre-order before the plate can be produced. Officials say up to $20 from each plate issued will be directed to the Oklahoma Route 66 Association. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you 3 essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.